Now there's going to be one word missing from this next sentence, and I want you to fill it in, if you will, please. You might say to somebody, "I thought you coming with us."
I thought you were going to come with us.
Good. And we going to town when it started to rain. We.
You didn't get to come?
No, ma'am. If you will, I'd like you to use just the same sentence, but just add one word. There's one word missing. We going to town when it started to rain. We. Would you say we were going to town or we was going to town?
We were going to town when
Good.
The rain started.
That's fine. If I asked you if you still do many things, you might answer, "Yes, there." What? A lot of things I do. Yes, there.
Now, what was the thing?
Would you say there is a lot of things or there are a lot of things?
The things I could do.
Yes, ma'am. Would you say there is or there are?
There are a lot of things that I could do.
Fine. If I wanted to know the color of some flowers you'd grown, I might ask you, "What color?"
What color are these daisies?
That's fine. And the answer might be, "The daisies
are red."
Good. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say, "No, I
hope to do that tomorrow."
And what's just one word you can
use? One word.
No, I'll
do that tomorrow.
Well, let's see.
I'm not
asking this very well, Ms. Hollis. Let me try again. If I asked you if you had done something already, you could either say, "Yes, I have," or "No, I
haven't done that yet."
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it.
If I wanted to know if it was a nice day, and it hadn't been a nice day at all, you'd say, "No, what a nice day.
It's just a very nice day."
Well, if I was asking you about yesterday,
was yesterday a nice day?
And you could either say, "Yes, it was."
Yes, it was.
Or
no, it wasn't.
That's
it
good.
Was a cloudy day.
That's fine. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, do that?
It's not right for him to do that, so I want him to.
Well, if you see somebody about to do something that you don't think's right,
ask him not to do that.
Yes, or you might turn to the person next to you and say, "He
ought not to do that."
Fine. If I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer,
"I'll try."
All right. Would you ever use an expression like, "I might could do it" or "I might can do it"?
Well, yes, I'd like to do that if I could.
Have you ever said, "I might do something" when you're not?
I could try. I might do that, maybe.
All right. What's another way to say "came close to doing something"? You might say,
I came there near doing that.
And what's another way to say that? I didn't quite fall down, but I
didn't get it finished. I didn't get to do it all.
Well, would you ever say, I almost did it, or
almost
I did it?
Yes, I tried. I almost got through, finished it.
Okay, fine. If you came very close to falling down, you might say, "I slipped and I didn't quite fall down, but I..."
Almost.
Okay. Would you ever use "like to" in that situation? Would you ever say, "I like to fell down" or "I like to have fallen"?
I came near falling.
Uh-huh. But would you ever say "like to"?
Like to fall? No, I don't know. Don't think I would.
Right.
I came near falling.
Okay, that's just fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's all my questions, Ms. That's it. And I hope that